You're listening to SBS News.
The newly released results of the 2019 Trends in Mathematics and Science study show Australia's Year 4s ranked 14th out of 58 nations for science. That's up 11 spots on the last study 4 years ago. Australia ranked 7th in the world in Year 8 maths and Year 8 science. The study surveyed the results of nearly 600,000 students from 64 countries. Just under 15,000 Australian Year 4 and Year 8 students took part from 571 schools. Dr. Sue Thompson is the Deputy CEO for the Australian Council for Educational Research. She says the improvement in the science result could be because science has been put on show in the media due to climate change, the pandemic and other factors.
One of the things that I'm wondering about is whether it's because there's so much more discussion in the community and in the news and on TV about climate change, global warming, and even this year with the pandemic, even though those kids, this test was done before that, whether there's so much more information about science and about how science is used and how important it is, whether kids are actually seeing that importance.
The study found 68 to 78% of Australian students meet the minimum international standard for mathematics and science. The top performing country, Singapore, had 90% of its students hit that mark. But Australia's numbers didn't add up to improvement in all areas. National Year 4 maths results haven't changed very much since 2007, ranked 27th in the world behind Cyprus and Turkey. Education experts say the result could reflect issues with the curriculum and a potential lack of enthusiasm for the subject. The results come off the back of a national push to bolster the national science, technology, engineering and math sector and foster homegrown talent. That's paying dividends for students like Year 8 student Jasmine Al-Khaboud, who attends Al Amana College in Bankstown, Sydney, an Islamic co-educational college providing an education for young Australian Muslims from kindergarten to Year 12.
My favourite subjects are like probably the main, science, math, English, roughly them. I want to be a neuroscientist or a neurologist when I grow up. And yeah, anything to do with the science field, I guess.
Fellow student Meza El-Masri has had her curiosity enhanced about the world around her.
I love just learning about how the human body works, how everything around me works, and how that anything that changes, that it changes like the whole world around me. For example, if we're learning about cellular respiration or photosynthesis and what occurs with them, I know that what happens in trees, if we cut them down, that means these processes can't occur, meaning we can't really have much oxygen.
Their teacher, Zahra Al-Amiri, says grounding her lessons in everyday life is what seems to have inspired her students.
I think in my classes I try to give a lot of everyday examples. So, for example, we're talking about scientific terminology. We go back to what the words mean, or we even look at everyday examples. For example, we're doing conduction on the board. We talk about where we would see conduction happening in a pot full of boiling water and a metal spoon. So it sort of gets them to think about science outside of the classroom.
Dr. Sue Thompson says many of the country's higher achievers come from migrant communities.
Our migrant kids generally outperform our non-migrant kids. So what we find is that kids whose language background is other than English often outperform, particularly in mathematics, often outperform Australian-born students.
She says that may come from the children's cultural backgrounds as much as anything else.
We notice on all of these that the Asian countries, Southeast Asian countries, do very well in the maths and science studies in particular. And often when their children come to Australia, they bring those values with them. So there's a belief in education, there's an understanding and there's more of an engagement with learning, and parents see it as more important.
But Dr. Thompson says while Australia's high achievers come from migrant backgrounds, so do many low achievers. And children from rural areas and from Indigenous communities also score less well. Zahra Al-Amiri says her secret is satisfying the curiosity of the children, and she finds their enthusiasm often pushes them to look beyond the set curriculum for a subject.
I think most of my classrooms, kids have a lot of questions and they're really eager. Most of them are very, very eager to understand way beyond what the curriculum gives them opportunities to.
Alan Lee, SBS News.